Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
With changes in Virginia's medical marijuana laws, Bristol will be getting one of five processing centers in the state where the drug will be produced and sold. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says the city wants to start preparing students for those new jobs as soon as possible.
Right, in the past, students who graduated from Virginia High in Bristol would often go across town and seek jobs in the local mall, retail jobs, service jobs. Those jobs are no more. The mall is defunct and vacant. But there's a new tenant coming in. Dharma Pharmaceuticals is going to open up a vertically integrated medical marijuana facility where they grow, harvest, and dispense medical marijuana products. And this has got the local school board thinking they need to come up with some new classes to prepare students to work in this new industry.
The story, we should mention, is by David McGee in the Bristol Herald Courier, and it says they're planning several different kinds of classes.
They've approved a handful of new classes, some cybersecurity, and also, you know, some greenhouse, plant production management, food and agriculture, so forth. The classes will start next year, that some students will graduate with some skills in this new and growing industry with a facility right there in Bristol.
David, jobs like these certainly would be welcomed anywhere, but the Bristol area has perhaps a more urgent need than most.
This is a part of the state that has really had a difficult time economically. These are jobs that are coming to the area. The state is handling medical marijuana in a vertically integrated way. So in other words, they're not going to have a bunch of growers and then harvesters and producers. They're saying every dispensary has to handle all of those tasks.
Centers will also be located in Stanton, Northern Virginia, Hampton Roads, and the Richmond area. All of them are expected to open this year. Now, David, there is also news this week for people who use marijuana for non-medical purposes, and the news comes from Norfolk.
This story is by Joshua Weinstein, a reporter with the Southside Daily. The Norfolk Commonwealth's attorney, Greg Underwood, has said officially his office would no longer prosecute misdemeanor marijuana cases. He said if any case comes to him, either directly or on appeal, they will be dismissed.
Underwood cited funding as the reason for this decision, and David, it may or may not be the only reason.
He cited budget concerns, that his office has suffered budget reductions for more than 5 years, and he needs to think about the best way for his, quote, allocation of resources, end quote. It appears to be more than for Underwood, more than a budget issue. There was a meeting of a group that's seeking to reform the state's marijuana laws where he just stated flat out, quote, I believe in legalizing marijuana, end quote. Basically, it appears to be a fait accompli, and in Norfolk, it's not legal to possess small amounts of marijuana, but if you get caught, you're not going to be prosecuted.
A bill in the General Assembly would decriminalize simple possession statewide. Its future is uncertain. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.